Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for this week's My WordPress Help Desk. I am Ken Freeman, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. Grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and here's what you can expect from today's podcast. First, in the news, you're going to learn about the new WordCamps. You're going to learn about BuddyPress. You're going to learn about a bug in Chrome 4.5. And you're going to learn about new plugins and new themes as we talk about the news. And then, of course, in our WordPress focus, we're going to tackle this whole thing about reCAPTCHA. If you use a form on your WordPress, you need to listen to our WordPress focus on page 2. And then in page 3, you know the drill. To ask a question for this podcast, simply send an email to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. One more time, email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. With that said, let me tell you now about our sponsors who make this podcast possible. First, hosting-master.com is the fastest and the highest value when it comes to the true WordPress hosting. Complete dedicated SSD cloud-based hosting with global gzip compression and page speed, enabling running some of the fastest caching and image CDNs available. When you need speed, look to hosting-master.com. Next is site-keeper.com. If you have a WordPress business site or nonprofit site and want it to be monitored, updated, and secured while maintained, contact site-keeper.com. One-stop shop for WordPress support and site maintenance. Unlike others that won't help you with your WordPress needs, site-keeper.com holds your hand and keeps your site running. Their affordable rates make you wonder why you haven't hired them before now. And then finally, wp-sitemakers.com is the award-winning design service that builds only responsive and engaging WordPress sites that get results. When you're tired of the old, drab, unappealing websites, get your site modernized with a facelift and watch customers thank you with new business. Okay, that's our sponsors. Tell them that you heard about them on blogtalkradio.com. And if you're ready, then let's get started. Let's move into page 1, today's WordPress news. Well, in the news, here's the top story. On August 29th, one of the first international WordCamps occurred in Rio de Janeiro, where the folks from Automattic met with the Brazilian WordPress community. Out of this WordCamp comes a new initiative called Happiness Engineering that has been launched, and it's working with an incubator project at the university there in Brazil called Apasco Naive. And this is going to help bring a number of students into the use of WordPress. Now, from BuddyPress, the 2015 survey is in, and the results show that more people are wanting better moderation tools for blogs and comments. And an interesting note that we can take away from this survey is that among the respondents, 71% of BuddyPress sites keep their WordPress updated as changes come along. So that's pretty good that we are seeing at least almost 3/4 of WordPress users that use BuddyPress are smart and keeping their WordPresses updated. A bug in Chrome 4.5 has been reported to break WordPress 4.3's admin menu. If you hover your mouse over the customizer modal menu items in the sidebar on the left, some of those items fall out of place. Now, this bug stems from Chrome's Slimming Paint plugin, and it's a fix to this bug is to disable Slimming Paint in your Chrome. So you have to visit chrome://flags/\disable-slimming-paint in Chrome, and then enable the disable slimming paint in your preferences. In plug-in news, a conceptual plug-in by Stephen Cronin makes comment moderation much easier. The plug-in is called Show Parent Comment. It shows you the parent comment so that you can quickly identify what is a good comment and what is a spam comment. You can search the plugin repository for Show Parent Comment. One caveat to be aware of is that this plugin is not supported by Cronin. It is in a beta proof of concept development at this point. In theme news, Collinear and Franklin are two new themes that you'll be seeing as you load your WordPress and go to themes to add themes. Collinear is an update of an older theme called Carolina, and it was designed as a magazine style or personal blog. This new Collinear is a theme that features 6 widget areas, 3 sidebar settings, plus your normal header and footer customizations. Franklin is a lightweight theme designed by Michael Burrows, and it has a combination of elegance and readability, which can be extended by adding widgets and footer elements. Finally, in blogging news, here's a tip for optimizing your blog for better readability. Be conversational. A blog is not a technical paper or a white paper. It is not a sales marketing campaign. You're speaking with your visitors, and you want to engage them deeper into what you have to say. So the tip for the day is write conversationally, and more people will enjoy your blog. Well, that about wraps up the news for this week. So now let's move to our WordPress focus to learn all about how to make our forms safer with recapture, or do we really want recapture? We're going to learn that we may not want to use Google's recapture and why. In my WordPress focus today, I want to talk about the tool that many of you use called ReCAPTCHA. If you've got an email subscribe form on your website or some kind of a sign-up form, a training form, whatever it may be, you're likely to have put some thought into how to protect it from spam bots and those automated nasties that sign up with bogus information. Now, sure, you can make your list require some kind of a double opt-in confirmation. A lot of people simply go out and add Google CAPTCHA. But these aren't always to everyone's taste. And before we go into specifics of defending your subscriber list, you need to know that spam bots are out there trying to get into your forms, trying to beat down any form of lockout so that they can now use that form for spam. They want to be able to put in all of these malicious links. They want to be able to find out what your email return email is, so they can now hijack your email, and they want to use your server as a spam server. Now, on the other end of the scale, they can be just merely annoying, and you may get a couple of fake subscribers from time to time. But then on the less fortunate end, it means that you have the possibility of having your forms bombarded by the spam trap email addresses that are trying to be added to your list. And sometimes they can be hitting you at 1,000 new add-ons every hour. So, you know what I mean? You just need to know that whether you're building a subscribe form, a contact form, an online survey, it's worth understanding ways to protect your forms so as to thwart these spammers and spam bots. I want to start by defining what ReCAPTCHA is. First, ReCAPTCHA is a free CAPTCHA service that helps you protect your site against spam, malicious registrations, and other forms of attacks where computers try to disguise themselves as a human. ReCAPTCHA comes in the form of a widget that you can easily add to your blog, forum, or registration. ReCAPTCHA is a free service from Google that helps protect websites from spam and abuse. A CAPTCHA is a test to tell the difference between humans and spam bots. However, ReCAPTCHA is vulnerable, and perhaps even more now than before. The reason is that it's relying on cookies for extra convenience, doesn't add any extra security at all, and if the sole goal was to simply make it easier for humans without amplifying the existing security, then technically it was a success. And this is important because the no-capture-recapture experience doesn't make it harder for bots, just easier for humans. And this, of course, is a problem due to the way the whitelist is implemented, allowing exploitation because of the legacy flow is still available, and old OCR bots can keep recognizing the old CAPTCHA. A major vulnerability for visual CAPTCHAs with a small number of discrete answers is a brute force attack by the bot, which performs automated guessing over and over and over until it breaks through. By tracking the history of an IP and making the CAPTCHA's string of challenges longer after each failed attempt, a brute force attack quickly becomes impractical. Now, you can get ReCAPTCHA from Google and install it and enable it with most of the form building tools out there. There is a plugin that you can use to enable ReCAPTCHA with more control as a developer. It's called Better WordPress ReCAPTCHAs. In the 21st century, spamming could be one of the most annoying problems of owning a website, especially if you use some publishing forms like WordPress. Your blog will be spammed and no default methods will save you from such a nightmare. Well, this particular plugin will utilize the popular anti-spam library and the Google ReCAPTCHA to help your blog steer clear of spams, and they will work with AskMut and Contact Form 7 out of the box. You can add CAPTCHAs to comment forms, to user registrations, site registration forms, login forms. You can add CAPTCHA forms generated by CAPTCHA Form 7 plugin. You can hide CAPTCHA for qualified visitors, you know, the comment forms. You can position CAPTCHA before or after the comment field. You can control how the plugin reacts when CAPTCHA response is invalid. You can even write a custom error message when CAPTCHA response is invalid. But in fact, with all that ReCAPTCHA can do, ReCAPTCHA is bothersome for many. It's like you're asking them to fill in the blanks and give you their personal details. Then they have to solve a problem, do some math, find a word that is distorted or faded so much you can't even see it with a magnifying glass. Frankly, ReCAPTCHA has vulnerability and security issues, and further, it puts the responsibility on the innocent user to stop spam rather than putting the onus of responsibility on the website owner. Now, there are things you can do to make your site stop the spam bots while allowing your human users to enjoy a simpler form experience. You know, if you're like me, CAPTCHA is for suckers. First, I have to tell you that I have a severe dislike for the machine-generated image CAPTCHAs, and I don't think I'm the only one. For starters, they penalize innocent folks who are simply trying to fill out the form as quickly as possible, and the penalties mean less sign-ups. Really, who wants to give away their personal details and then be forced to complete a task like finding a word among a bunch of blurry gibberish or having a modal window open up six photos and I'm supposed to guess which one shows a pie? Okay, but the point is that CAPTCHAs can be hard to work, and even if you have perfect vision, no history of dyslexia or color blindness, or you're fluent in English and math, but folks with mental or physical traits on the other end of the spectrum, CAPTCHAs are often impossible to complete. In short, we don't recommend that you use a traditional CAPTCHA. Instead, here are two friendlier alternatives. First, put a checkbox on it. Common solution to spam bot woes is to add "I am not a spam bot" checkbox to forms, and this must be checked to the form to be submitted. There is an older plugin called Checkbox CAPTCHA that adds this checkbox generated using a client-side JavaScript, making it invisible and unchecked to spam bots. However, one problem is this plugin has not been updated in 2 years and may not be compatible with WordPress 4.3 or the soon coming 4.4, so that's something to think about. Now, while checkbox CAPTCHA is a helpful idea, the downside is that not all of us that are visiting the site will have JavaScript enabled in their browsers, and not all users of WordPress want an outdated plugin as their solutions. As a result, it comes with the risk of making subscribe forms unusable or unfriendly to the people visiting. So what you can do is now turn to honeypot. What is honeypot? This is another approach to use what is called a honeypot CAPTCHA, which works by including a form that only spam bots are tempted to fill in. This checkbox or text field is hidden using CSS, meaning that while most users won't see it, spam bots will. To stop folks with screen readers from falling into the trap, a label like "If you're human, leave me blank" or something equally instructive could be added. Now, if you go out and search for a post by Paul Boag, B-O-A-G, he outlines why it's his weapon of choice in a short video. Personally, I like this approach of using honeypot because it doesn't burden subscribers with extra fields. It's also easy to implement, and it doesn't require JavaScript and allows you to easily weed out dud email addresses, and it likely won't stop all spam bots, but it won't annoy all the users like traditional CAPTCHAs do. Now, one of my favorite plugins to make things better for all my users is to use a WP Security Firewall, and the one I like is all-in-one WP Security and Firewall. It offers a comprehensive, easy-to-use, stable, and well-supported WordPress security. It's a plugin that you can get for free. WordPress itself is a secure platform. However, it helps to add this extra security and firewall to your site by using a security plugin that enforces a lot of good security practices. The all-in-one WordPress security plugin will take your site to a whole new level. This plugin is designed and written by experts, and it's easy to use and understand, and it reduces the security risk by checking for vulnerabilities and implementing and enforcing the latest recommended WordPress security practices and techniques. Now, if you're using Contact 7 or Formidable Forms, then search for other honeypot CAPTCHAs in the plugins repository, and I'm sure you can find helpful plugins to use to provide honeypot recapture. Now, frankly, anything will work better than Google's recapture and other versions or flavors of Google's recapture. Remember that when building your WordPress site, the key is to make your site user-friendly. Recapture is an anathema to user-friendliness. And that's why I warn you and say, think about how you're going to use recapture. And if you want something that works better, consider honeypot CAPTCHA. And you can find those for your existing forms. They're available for most of the big forms, Contact 7, Gravity Forms, Formidable Forms, and such. But go out and grab that, try it out, and I think you'll find it's a better experience for your users. Well, that's my WordPress focus for this week. Now it's time to answer your real questions about WordPress. Now remember to ask me a question for this podcast. Send an email to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. One more time, email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Now, with that, let's turn to page 3, our WordPress Q&A. In our first question, Jamie asked about reducing lengths of columns for drop-down menus. It seems she's listing a large number of items and doesn't like seeing the drop-down to go down so far on the page. Well, my suggestion is very simple. Why don't you use a mega menu to display your long list in a horizontal fashion? There are some themes that give you the option of using mega menu, and you can find a plugin for mega menu for themes that don't. One of those is Max Mega Menu. It's an easy-to-use, drag-and-drop type WordPress Mega Menu plugin, and it integrates with all existing WordPress menu systems. It's responsive, and it's ready for Retina and Touch Ready. So it's a great little add-on for your themes, and it would be a plugin that would give you Mega Menu if you don't have that. Now, if you're using something like Divi or Story or some of those themes they already have Mega Menu already built in. In our second question, Sharon writes, one of my sites was hacked and the hackers created a redirected clone of the WP login page. I've cleaned up the site, but I want to make sure that the redirected URL is no longer in operation. Well, Sharon, after a site is hacked, the best approach is to restore the last good version backup of the site. If for some reason it isn't possible, then the second best approach is to have a professional cleanup by someone like Securi. If you try to clean it up yourself, you need to be very thorough and have some very good tools that will examine all of the files and database rows and all of the tables. I recently did a cleanup of a site that was hacked elsewhere and found over 167 infected files with encrypted malicious code. So if you've been hacked, what you need to do is have your site cleaned by someone like Securi or hire a professional to clean up your code. In our third question, Jameson asks, I need an audio plugin which has the possibility to import pictures or videos and songs so that the songs could be playing as the pictures change. Well, I think this could be solved by choosing a slider that allows custom fields to be entered so that you could add an audio player. I think of several that would allow you to add such things or to add links that would be players like that, like Soliloquy or Revolution Slider or other sliders. But you know, there are themes like Theme Forest Story and Elegant Themes Divi, or just installing Visual Composer plugin. You can run full screen sliders, content sliders, and on your content sliders, you could have a page with a video or an image, and then just underneath that, place your audio player code. Now, if you're working with just WordPress and you want to embed an audio or video, remember, the new WordPress, you don't have to add anything but just write the link. Just, in other words, just type in HTTP over to that MP3 or over to that MP4. Now, you place that link on a page and boom, you've got an audio player. But if you want your audio player to autoplay, then you're going to have to use an HTML5 type player, and you're going to embed that code and turn it and set it for autoplay, because otherwise you're not going to be able to get it to autoplay. But do that with content slider. You look for a content slider, meaning that it will choose your page or your post that you want to slide across, and then on that page you build that video or that image, and then you put that embedded player that you can control and let it be that it's set to autoplay, and that solves your problem. Okay, in our fourth question, Tony asks, how to make a WordPress site SEO friendly? I've installed plugins like WordPress SEO by Yoast. I still am not able to target specific keywords. Well, my answer to that is that you don't target keywords by installing an SEO plugin or any plugin. You target keywords, and it is never a single word, it's phrases, by writing the site content properly. For example, if the content on your website is about bananas, then attempting to use an SEO plugin and target the site for oranges is nonsense. The internet is full of good information about SEO from reliable sources, and I suggest that if you're wanting to better SEO your site, go over to Google and search for the Search Engine Optimization Starter Guide. You can find this. I've got a link that I will give you on today's site, so you can go to it. It's a long thing, and I'll just point you to that starter guide. But you need to go there, read through that. You see, plugins will help you stick to the rules and provide search engine content the way they want it, but ultimately, it should be you who decide what keywords you want to work out. Get helpful keyword-related articles and learn about it through this starter guide. But also, you need to post good articles and good posts or blogs within your WordPress with internal links to those related articles. You need to comment with popular or related external sites and build healthy reciprocal links, which will help build and boost your SEO. Well, in our fifth and final question, Sally asks, how to display a Google Calendar in WordPress. Well, of course, to do this, Sally, you start by logging into your Google account, your Gmail account, and set your calendar to share publicly. Now, inside your WordPress, you can add one of the 233 available plugins that address adding a Google Calendar. My favorite is simply Google Calendar Events. It allows you to do everything you want with the Google Calendar, and I think that would be the easiest way to tell you to add a Google Calendar is just to add that plugin, Google Calendar Events. In this new segment, I want to talk about hardening your WordPress. I think it's always good that we take a moment to harden whatever WordPress we're using, whether it's your personal blog or your business or your nonprofit site. Security in WordPress must be taken very seriously. But as with any other system that's out there, there are potential security issues that are going to arise. And if you take some basic security precautions, then you're not going to be as vulnerable. And so as we go through this week by week, I want to bring this part of our podcast to you to help you secure your site. What is security? Well, fundamentally, security is not about perfectly secure systems. Such a thing might be completely impossible or impractical, and it would be impossible to find. Well, the security that we're talking about is to reduce the risk, not risk elimination. It's about employing appropriate controls within reason that allow you to improve your overall posture, reducing the possibilities, the odds of making yourself a target substantially or sequentially getting hacked. So the qualities of a trusted host are one that readily discuss your security options and concerns and take care of the processes of hardening your hosting. And it also provides the most recent stable versions of all software. And then it provides reliable methods of backup and recovery. And friend, if you do not have such a host, if you never hear that from your host, please move your site today over to our sponsor, hosting-master.com, who takes security very, very personally. Now, with your web applications and themes and plugins, you're going to always have vulnerabilities. And so, again, the key is going to be to limit the access, containment, preparation, and knowledge to know what to do, and then to only use trusted sources, to only get plugins and themes that are well known and well used. And then you need to look at the spyware that may come into your own computer, the spyware, the vulnerabilities of WordPress, and then you always need to update and update and update. Now that's about all the time I have to tell you about security. Listen every week as we will bring this security update to help you better understand how to secure your WordPress. My one tip for today is always back up your system. Always back up your WordPress. Well, friends, this brings us to the close of another My WordPress Help Desk. I hope that you got something out of value from our discussion of reCAPTCHA. Remember, if you need a website created or a website maintained or managed, or if you need a WordPress site hosted for speed, contact one of our sponsor websites, hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, or wp-sitemakers.com. Now remember to subscribe right here on Blog Talk Radio, or come over to my wphelpdesk.com and access all of our archives right there. Just click on the podcast. Now tell your friends about us and join me, Ken Freeman, here, right here on Blog Talk Radio for another My WordPress Help Desk podcast next Saturday morning at the same time on Blog Talk Radio. Now keep using WordPress, and I'll be back with you next week. If you have questions during the week, contact Ken Freeman at 903-926-2607 or at support@mywphelpdesk.com through the week. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.